Well, just for a few moments, I want to say something. I wonder what it is that you like about Christmas. For some people, what they like about Christmas is the fact that they get some holidays. For other people, what they like about Christmas is all the food and the drink. For other people, what they like about Christmas is the gifts that they get. For other people, it's the entertainment on the box in the corner. Lots of different reasons are given as to what people like about Christmas. But of course, Christmas is Christmas. You may be a bit like me. You've seen some of the advertisements coming through the internet. It's not so much Christmas, it's literally Giftmas. Have you seen that one coming through? Giftmas instead of Christmas. They've sort of left something out there, haven't they? It's all about the birth of Jesus. And just for a moment, I want to show you something. When we think about the word Jesus, there's just five little things that I want to draw to your attention. Let me suggest tonight we have J for joy. I don't know this Christmas how many young people or older people will get a gift of a C.S. Lewis book. C.S. Lewis, a very famous author who grew up on our shores and was converted from a position of really not believing in any God, was wonderfully converted on a bus. You may know the story. He stepped off the bus, a man who was converted, a very different man from when he stepped onto it. So if you're not sure of that story, you should read about C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis described joy as the serious business of heaven. Now, joy is different from happiness. We can all be happy one day when everything's going well, and we're not so happy the next day when things are not going well. But joy is very different from happiness. There may be joy in God, even as somebody once famously said, there is little joy from God. So even in the difficult days, we can know a joy that only Jesus can bring, even in difficult circumstances. Sometimes joy can be, if you like, hard won. It was Joni Erickson, the young Christian girl who dived into a pool one day and was paralyzed for the rest of her life. But she didn't lose that joy. What an amazing story. She described joy as a joy hard won. So I wonder, do you know anything about that joy tonight that Jesus brings? Emmanuel, yes, it can be spelt different ways, so I'm making use of the E tonight. Emmanuel literally means God with us. That's what it means, God with us. What a wonderful thing that God is with us in the struggles of life. Sometimes I say to the people here, put up your hand if you've never had a problem. Put up your hand if you've never had a struggle. Put up your hand if you've never been at the end of your tether. I don't really expect to see any hands go up because everybody has problems. Everybody has struggles. Everybody has difficult days. And it seems to me that in the midst of life, you can choose to go down one of either two paths. You can take the attitude, sod it all. Life is a bit of a misery at best. I'll find my solace either at the end of a glass or some other pleasure because that's really all that life is about. You can either go down that road or you can go down another road. You can say sometimes through your tears, Lord Jesus, please help me. Lord Jesus, please help me. And you see, in Jesus, you have one who is Emmanuel, God with us. He has promised to be with those who earnestly seek him. But also at the heart of the message is, of course, the message of salvation. This is why Jesus came. He came into the world to bring salvation and to save those who would look to him. That's what John read for us earlier from that wonderful passage. Do you remember what he reminded us of? He was in the world And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. I think it's a tradition now that every year at this time, I show you that little picture. It's a very famous picture, a very wonderful picture, Holman Hunt's Light of the World, the picture of Jesus standing knocking on the door as the light of the world. And you know, the Lord Jesus says in the Bible, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man or woman hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." I wonder tonight, have you seen that side of Christianity? That it's not just something in our heads. It's not just something, as it were, we subscribe to on a piece of paper. It's not just a creed that we maybe recite on a Sunday or a prayer we say together. It's actually a personal, living experience of opening the door to the Lord Jesus Christ and allowing him to come in to our lives. J for joy, and E for Emmanuel, God with us. S for salvation, U for undeserved grace. It's all of grace, isn't it? And, you know, I'm sure that there are some children here. I'm not deliberately looking upstairs for any particular reason, but there are children upstairs and downstairs. And boys and girls, you will be expecting a gift at Christmas, even though you may not always have been best behaved. Isn't that right? And you know, that is grace. Getting what we didn't deserve. And you know, that is the truth of the matter. Somebody once said famously that justice is getting what you do deserve, and mercy is not getting what you deserve. Well, grace is getting what you do not deserve to get. That is grace, and that is the gospel. Grace is literally an amazing thing. Grace is not just something we say before we have our Sunday dinner. Grace is an amazing Bible truth that in the gospel of the crucified, risen Lord Jesus, people like us who don't really deserve it at all, in fact, we deserve something much different, God comes to us in grace and he says, "Repent and believe the gospel, and I will give you not only life in its fullness, but life everlasting." And here's the last thing. Satisfaction. I think I'm right in saying, isn't that right, that Mick Jagger was in the news this week. He's a father of another little child. And it was Mick Jagger, wasn't it, who sang along with others, "I can't get no satisfaction." And you know, in many ways, like so many of the lyrics of the songs that are sung, they literally reflect what are the sentiments of the human heart. I can't get no satisfaction. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And that is the cry of millions. And the amazing thing is that up and down the length and breadth of this island and through these islands and through the nations, that in gatherings large and small, a message will be presented over this Christmas. Some will listen, some will ignore, some will laugh, some will scoff. But the message will be, come to Jesus. He will satisfy your every need. Even in the tough days, he will satisfy you. Why can he do that? How can he do that? Because he's the Son of God. Son of God can do anything. Somebody once said, and I finish with this, if you don't find any strong desire for the glory of God, it's probably because you've nibbled too long at the table of the world. Your soul is stuffed with small things. There's no room for the big things, the great things. But here's the truth, that if you step aside, if you like, from the small things, and with all your heart seek the glory of God and seek Jesus, he will satisfy you in a way that you've never quite known before. Because he says in his word, for he satisfies the thirsty and he fills the hungry with good things. So tonight, hopefully there's something there to get you thinking. Jesus, he's the reason for the season, the old cliche. He's the one who brings that deep joy. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He's the Savior of sinners. He gives us what we don't deserve, grace. And he satisfies all who find him.